Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wait, stop.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include
depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there actually good news coming out of the Centers for Disease Creation and Prevention? Is this another top 10 list that we got going on? Homicides drop off the U.S. list of the top causes of death. Oh, Don, thankfully, we're becoming a more peace-loving nation, it looks like. But is this all good, or could it be something else that the CDC will not acknowledge in terms of chronic disease elevation and the true cause of it? Good morning, Don.
No, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, try to start with a little good news, and it's kind of a mixed message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. CDC says homicides dropping, but guess what? Chronic disease deaths rising. By and large, we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that the reason for that is the medical monopoly, is the monopoly on information, or the limitation, or the cap on the limitation that would provide the freedom from chronic disease that only, seemingly, I can't help myself, Ron Paul might be able to bring as a doctor in the White House. And by the way, hats off to Mike Adams, the health ranger, for putting out a great top 10 reasons why even Democrats, liberals, and progressives are choosing Ron Paul over Obama. And likely should, but I don't know if we have time to go into that because we've got a couple of wild and woolly hours ahead of us with Liam Sheff and Richard Pearl. The testosterone is going to go up in studio shortly, so let's cover this story the best way we can because we don't want anybody to get hurt today.
Well, I don't expect a homicide would be a part of it, but
laugh aside, maybe.
Yes. Interesting headline. Mm-hmm. When you read the headline, it looks like a good thing.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, homicide dropping off the U.S. list of top causes of death. That's great. Yeah, homicide is not a good thing. We want homicide rates to drop.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they have statistically since 2006, that according to the FBI statistics, murders have been declining nationally. And they give some reasons to that. There's a debate over that as to, you know, whether abusive relationships aren't ending in murder as often mm-hmm. as they once did, you know, increased incarceration, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, okay, if there's a way that we can cause homicide rates to drop, that's a good thing. But unfortunately, what we're seeing is that the chronic diseases are increasing
in
these statistics. And, you know, so, I mean, some of the things, you know, are, you know, we're looking at kidney disease, liver disease, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's. These things are going up. So really, I think the story here is what is causing these chronic diseases to increase.
Yeah, that should be. I mean, in combination with trying to figure out why is the murder rate going down, the homicide rate. And I was looking back at the highest level, they said it reached the top 10 in 1989. And I was just trying to think what would be that year, what was so discordant that everybody was off in everybody, because it was 79 that was the era of disco, so I couldn't blame it on disco. And so trying to figure out what was it going on in the world that was so aggressively discordant that would create a lot more anger.
I think that's the year that Sammy Hagar left Van Halen.
Say that again?
I think that's the year Sammy Hagar left Van Halen. I think that might have had something to do with it.
Well, it's interesting because Van Halen's coming back out with a new album, and they're going on tour, and they got David Lee Roth back. And I'm just wondering whether to go or not. And I always remember there's another story here I didn't really want to get into about marijuana. They say now that if you inhale it, it doesn't harm your lungs. And I'm thinking, well, maybe now I can go to a Van Halen concert because if people are lighting up, I won't be harmed terribly by it.
Well, you could just get a contact high and have a good time?
That was my whole story about the only time I inhaled because I had to breathe at a Foghat concert in 1979 of all times.
Foghat. All right. You've just dated yourself. But anyway.
Yeah. So these are the questions that come to mind here as we see it.
Yes.
And you know, you make fun of me for being a Neil Diamond fan, but I'm going to take the family when he comes around in June. So I figure I got to balance out the Neil Diamond with a little Van Halen. So I'm debating.
Listen, I do give you a hard time about Neil Diamond. We were actually talking about this off the air, and so I will fall on my sword and and I will admit that I am a closet Barry Manilow fan. So all right, all's fair in love and war.
Manilow can croon, and the fact that he came out in support of Ron Paul, he goes up in my book.
So I've got an excuse. Has Neil Diamond
He hasn't done a lot of politics, although he was at the Kennedy Center's honored sitting next to Obama.
I'm better than you again. All right. Anyway.
Say that again. I was talking over you. I apologize.
No, you don't want to hear what I said.
Okay.
Anyway, yes. So, Robert, what do you think is causing this rise of chronic diseases to the point where it's bumped homicide off the top list, the list of the top causes of death in the U.S.?
Yeah, this is a very important thing, and it does, how we talk political healing, but it references politics simply because the monopoly, again, I come back to the medical monopoly, limiting the access to information, much less substances that could reverse the trend, right? You see chronic liver disease, kidney disease, nearing top 8, top 10, top 12, and you have to wonder, okay, if that is the case, which it seemingly is, the CDC has put it out, not that we believe everything the CDC does, but they do track disease, then you wonder, is it because of the latest flu virus? No, of course not. That's an acute scenario. We're talking chronic. Why liver? Why kidneys? Why cirrhosis? Well, what do we know of those organs, particularly that system? That is the detoxification system of the body. So we have an influx over time of increasing amounts of toxins, that is, and we're not talking metabolic waste now, we're talking in addition to normal metabolic waste, environmental toxins coming in through food, water, and air. We come back to pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, these kinds of things that are so normal in the Western world. Which is why, while on vacation, we went down to the islands to try and get away from it. We couldn't completely get away from it. But in terms of going back to growing your own food, reducing the exposures for which you have genuine control over. Now, a doctor like Batar, right? We talk about that. Or a doctor like Dr. King, right? Healing Revolution stuff that we do. These are the docs that go out and say, hey, we've got to eliminate the exposure. Or if we can't do that, then aggressively bind out those bad boys and girls, those toxins, get them out of the body so that the body has a fighting chance to deal with the pollution that we cannot control for, right? A lot of the airborne stuff, a lot of the waterborne if you're not filtering these things out. So when we talk about the number one thing that I always come back to, besides obviously reducing the influx, is what is binding out the bad guys so that we can survive this? And we come back to the trace minerals, Don, and you know my favorite, selenium. Doesn't mean I don't like the others. Like, oh, you're prejudiced against chromium. You only mention selenium. No, I like them all. But just understanding the necessity, the need to bind out the bad guys, and the fact that these heavy metals and other things rob the body of that selenium, which has been robbed from the soils. And even if you eat 100, what do you call those nuts? Brazil nuts that used to have so much selenium. It's not, you can't functionally get enough, in my opinion, from just the food itself. So working with the food-grown nutrients, which is why I want everybody, if you haven't already done so, to call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com and get the whole food, the food-grown selenium, at least a couple of 100 micrograms. I mean, we're doing it, Don, as I said, every day here in the Bell family. We'll grind up some of the 50 micrograms for the kids. We do 200 micrograms as adults, and there's no toxicity concern, and we'll grind it up, put it in a smoothie for them. And these are the things we talk about in terms of amping up that need because of the radiation factor from Fukushima. Remember, we just had Dr. John Apsley on recently talking about as well. He talks about smoothies, living food to bind us out, the sodium alginate, the seaweeds, the sea vegetations, all of these things becoming hypercritical. Can I say that? Hypercritical. That's not a disorder, by the way. It's an urgent plea from me to you to take the steps that you need to do that we talk about here in the mix, in the midst of the political healing, the economic healing that we must do in order to retain or regain the health that is, I believe, your birthright should you choose to accept it. But that's the freedom we've been given. The CDC, unfortunately, caught up in the web of the medical monopoly, will not warn you against these other than to say, oh, it's a problem, but we're not going to tell you how to deal with it. In fact, we're going to encourage you attacking doctors who are binding this out through chelation, for instance, which can be a life-saving intervention in terms of these toxins, let's say aggressively inflaming the arteries, the veins, and et cetera, creating cardiovascular problems, which, by the way, I think that's tops pretty high up on the list still.
Yep. No, good information. And you know, on this list, unfortunately, what remains at the top is something that has been at the top for a long time, which is heart disease and cancer.
Right.
The two top killers that's been on the list for years.
Yep.
And that's, you know, it's another thing that we talk about from time to time here, that especially cancer. Who do you know that hasn't either been directly affected or had somebody close to them that has been affected by cancer?
No, when I go out and lecture, Don, and I ask that question, there's never somebody that doesn't know somebody that's been diagnosed at some point with cancer or lost their life. Now, right. Of course, we would argue that they're dying of the treatment of cancer or dying from a lack of knowledge about their natural options to reverse it. And in fact, cancer is not something we have to kill. It's another paradigm shift that we have to make. And I don't have enough time to go into it because I've got Liam Sheff and Richard Pearl getting ready to come in studio here.
They're over in the green room.
Yeah, right, they're in the green room. We're holding them off because in order for me to get this information out without interruption, because it's going to be a wild and woolly time, I hope everybody will bear with me. And if you're hypersensitive about, I don't know, intensity or language, sometimes there are adult themes that crop into the show when we have Liam and Richard Pearl on together. So consider this your fair warning. This probably means 10 other people are going to listen now. Hey, get them in here. Get what? Richard and Liam are coming on. So, but we've got a lot of political healing to do. We're going to, you know, talk about the transformation of consciousness, sure, as we always do, but in sometimes in a reverent way. Maybe there's some crystal ball predictions politically. What's up with Ron Paul, Romney, and Obama? And can we talk about racism? We do when we get together on that, and as well as economic situations. So, a lot of healing on many levels today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I hope you'll enjoy it with me. I certainly will be hanging on for dear life. So that's where we're going next, Don.
Listener discretion is advised.
Absolutely. Right back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Enter your email address. If you don't already get the updates, get them there now. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, I often talk about transformation of consciousness, and I wonder, how much suffering do you have to go through before you're willing to let go of the old ways and start anew, like political healing, like yesterday. Ron Paul takes second. Of course, he didn't take first. And we talk about the new possibilities as people that are rejecting the old ways, the old communication tools, the old media is dying on the vine at the same time. They're desperately trying to hold on to you. Don't leave us! Yet life is going on, and life goes on today because I've got a powerful, it's the trio here. I don't know if it's a Three Musketeer or a Kingston trio, but we're going to be rocking the health world and all other worlds, political included, because I have my superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, in studio, along with, what is this? Richard Pearl is back. Oh my gosh, we got some serious wisdom happening here, or serious irreverence. Welcome back, guys.
Pearls before swine. Pearls before swine.
Okay.
We can't be the Three Musketeers because none of us have a mustache.
Or a musket.
No, but we all have swords.
Yes, it's true. Very true. No crossing the sword.
I'm nauseous. I need something.
A lot of testosterone in the room here. Not ladies, call us at 866-939-BELL.
You said transformation. I once had a human sexuality class, and the teacher had a transformation of sorts. It was very, I felt so uncomfortable in the class.
It's awkward.
Really? I was like, I can't call you ma'am. It was just a personal
thing. Oh, she went from ma'am to man?
Yeah, man to man. And I thought, you know, I would have liked you much better as a guy in a dress than as a guy who had the surgery.
Klinger did well in that.
Do not play Lola on a break, okay?
I always liked the song. What does that mean?
L-O-L-A Lola?
All I'm saying C-O-L-A is if you feel like dressing up, you can do it, but you don't have to go to the surgeon because you're always going to be a boy anyway. That's my only point. Doesn't matter. You're always going to be a boy. And here's how we start the show today.
Transformation of physicality is where you went with that, Liam. Thanks very much. All the show notes fit to print and not print, robertscottbell.com. Again, 866-939-BELL. Richard, welcome back. Of course, there's economic stuff. There's political stuff. I thought we'd start talking on the political front. There is a lot of transformation. We have to admit that. I mean, the fact that Ron Paul is gaining the traction he is means there's change afoot. How far does the change go? We might have to get into it here because, hey, a lot of people are still saying, it's not possible Ron Paul can't win. He will not. They won't let him. And I get to that point. I was like, does that mean we're all on puppet strings? What's the status here? I mean, there's some legitimate thoughts on this, Rome, so let's bring it out.
The mantra always is, he's not electable.
That's what they said, yes.
You know, and it's funny. When people say that to me, I always say, why?
Yeah.
And they say, well, they say the end result is because the TV said so.
Right, right.
Or they'll say, oh, because what he wants to do is too extreme, and he wants to end the Fed, he wants to end the CIA, he wants to end the Department of Education. And what they understand is these are buzzwords, but everybody complains about every one of these agencies. Yeah. So he's saying, take it from the federal, take it to the state, let the states control their own destiny, the way the Constitution said. Mm-hmm. And this would actually help these people, but they're so... And
it's the fear of what they don't know, perhaps.
Yeah, and they're so caught up in I think what it is that people like a process. They like understanding what they're going through, and they like
even
the continuum.
If they don't understand it.
Yeah, they like the continuum. So even though they want to complain about it, it's like the congressman. So, they don't like Congress, but they like their congressman.
But why did they vote for hope and change if then they don't like change? Right? They don't like change.
They like story. It's like this. If you say to somebody, how many of you in a room want to be a millionaire? They'll all raise their hand. how many of you are willing to put the work in, 7 days a week, 14 hours a day, blah, blah, none of them will raise their hand. Mm-hmm. And that's how people are. They like the story. Let somebody else do the grunt work,
yes,
and I want the reward.
Now, I'm not under the illusion, should Ron Paul actually win and he gets in, that tomorrow, you know, the heavens open up, everything's good. And I don't think he is either. I mean, really, at the task, he's not a naive man.
Right.
At the same time, he's watching and riding this wave of you know, amazing enthusiasm, people that are really gleaning different information in terms of economics.
Right.
I mean, stuff that's never been out there before in this way. So there's legitimate things that are transforming, but then there's the argument like Perkins guy, Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Right.
Where governments go in, or these so-called supranational black ops beyond the governments go in and say, hey, we don't like that dictator, we're going to take him out. And of course, you got James Bond movies and stuff. And yeah, this happens also in real life.
Right.
And so people have said they fear for Ron Paul's life should he get in. And that's why Jesse Ventura, who's been on this program, Liam, you remember, he said, I'm the best insurance policy Ron Paul would have. Make me VP. They don't want me as president, which is funny. Yet at the same time, it's an acknowledgement of at that level how the game can be played.
Well, we also know that the presidents are easily gotten to. Let's face it, when Obama, early in his tenure, I hope it's not a tenure,
yeah,
but early in his administration, they had the guy and the woman you know, come to some social event, and these people got in, and that was a wake-up call to Obama, basically, hey, we can get anybody in through the door we want. Say hello to these two innocent people. Next time, if you do the wrong thing, may not be so innocent.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Fascinating, Kent.
Yes. Well, absolutely. I mean, looking at the machinations, I look at GWB, his first term in office, when he ran in 2000 on this humble foreign policy Paul reference, and then something switched somewhere in there, and it wasn't just 9/11. There was something literally, like the guy became a vegetable.
Well, he was a tool for somebody else.
And you see these transformations. We've seen it. Liam and I have talked about Hillary Clinton. Mm. The difference in the younger Hillary and what has happened now, and where is the soul even there? Are these people controlled from above? Are they puppets? What I'm clear today as we speak, that Ron Paul is no puppet to anybody.
Right.
And that's the thing. The most dangerous man is the man who cannot be bought. How is he still living? That's, some people would ask that.
Well, because he's not a threat.
But is he or is he? I mean,
he's
look at the
not
movement.
A threat.
Look
no,
at
no,
the movement.
Movement's not a threat. Because look at Occupy Wall Street. Look how quickly that was disbanded. The fact is the American people don't want to put out. So as long as they don't want to put out, there is no threat. What he's done is galvanized people who believe already, and he's taken these different fractions, put them together, but they still don't command any power. You know, it doesn't matter if you have money. It matters if you have influence. And the guys in the power are not letting anything change. And who's the presumptive nominee for the Republicans right now? It's
Schmidt Romney. Yeah, well, and this is the case of, I mentioned this yesterday on the show, I mean, a lot of enthusiasm and excitement of what's happening in the primary because they've tried to dismiss Ron Paul, and they could sort of before. Now they're like, dude, he is a front runner. We've got to contend with this. But at the same time, you go, all right, the people that are going to vote for Romney because they think he's electable, what happens when he's up against Obama, if this were the case?
Will it?
And they bring up, oh, wait, you were for the health care mandate. Oh, you were for the TARP bailout. Oh, my goodness, it looks like Goldman Sachs is your number one contributor, just like me, Mr. Obama.
And corporations are people, too.
Well, yes, and corporations. And that, of course, ensures Obama's next term. Liam, you were going to jump in. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. This is what I wanted to unspool a little bit today, and I know I may be accused of, I don't know.
I like that.
Being
unspool.
A what?
That's
a
very
what?
Cool.
I want to hear
good
what you'll be
words.
Buttering
accused
the,
of.
Buttering the bread on the wrong side. Mm-hmm. I'm going to support Ron Paul all the way to the end of the campaign until November of this year. I mean, even if he dropped out, I'd support him. That's why I'm running for vice president.
Yes, remind everybody.
Prostitution and legalizing drugs.
At the same time.
Exactly. 2012.
Makes it easier.
You think the southern voters in South Carolina might not like that?
You know what? I know what people do behind.
Publicly they wouldn't, but the behind doors would like it.
You know what people do behind closed doors is frankly their business.
Dick Morris is rooting for you.
And that's what...
And Charlie Rich, if he was alive, he would... be singing it.
Lindsey Graham sings it when he
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, record. What's the story with Lindsey? I mean, is it, could he be more gay?
Yeah.
Him and Anderson Cooper, do they, you know?
They interview each other sometimes.
Yeah.
I think he's been interviewed.
Well, and of course, we've questioned that about Rick Santorum, you know, obsessing on
things. I called him a pervert, and it's not that I know anything. It's that when you're so obsessed with somebody else's private life and you're sure what they're doing is against some whatever, what's going on in your head? What a bunch of filthy stuff you have. I have a dirty mind, but I admit it. Me. I do. Everything. You know what I'm saying?
Next thing he'll tell us he has a hairy belly.
No, but you know what we do? We
take that.
We spray down the studio with silver every day when he's in, and everything's fine again.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Oh, it's a mental
thing. I'm not infectious.
No, not at all.
You won't grow hair by rubbing.
Don't touch me. Now.
So you can't do that from Mount Dora.
I'm sure not. I mean, from Mount Everest,
I'm just saying.
You can't do it.
All right. Yeah. But I want to unspool like the locket of hair on my chest. I want to unspool.
You're supporting
that's unbraid.
No matter what. All the way.
I want to unbraid my chest for a second.
Or is that debraid? No, I guess it would unbraid because if you debraid it, it's all like dissolves.
You know, it's not a zoo. It's not that bad. What's wrong with you, guys?
You're going to have him on the Chinese panda coin soon.
don't feed the Liam.
Okay? It's not that bad.
I'm going blind.
If you had the webcam here.
You ever see the Seinfeld where Kramer starts shaving his chest because he says, it's growing in thicker, Jerry. It's growing in thicker.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Oh, what's wrong with it? It's not that bad. I've seen worse.
Right. All right.
Yeah, maybe with your friendly neighborhood gorilla thing.
You know what?
Thing, but
it's not that bad.
Honey, at least it's more on the front than the back.
It's much more. And it's also soft.
Honey, bring
not
the sunglasses.
Know.
The
and you can comb through it.
All right. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're talking about politics and hair.
Unspool, baby. Unspool.
Transformation of consciousness.
Transformation. Though. You know what I'm saying? If you cut it off, you're still a guy. That's my point. Okay. But
now, what if it gets cut off accidentally?
No.
Does that still make you a guy?
Okay.
How do you accidentally shave your chest?
No, I'm not
talking about that. Oh. But they had some doctor.
No, wait a second.
The doctor amputated that the other day on somebody. No. So technically,
they made a movie.
Now, when you go, but wait a second, that was cut off accidentally.
Oh my god!
And you're with your woman. Would she say, "But you're still a guy"?
Listen. No.
Would he accept that?
No. You're
so. What do you say?
You're a wham.
All right.
Okay.
Come on. All right.
So what happens is I'm supporting Ron Paul even if he drops out. Why? Not because of hairy chest, not because of cuttings off, because I want to know who my friends are in the country. I want to build the coalition of people who go, yeah, we were for all, it's hard to be serious now, but we are for all this stuff that we believe in. We want to be able to grow food locally. We want to be able to have organic. We want non-GMO. We want to not vaccinate, not be arrested by the FDA Nazis. We want freedom more than everybody agreeing with each other. We want to agree on freedom, as he so brilliantly said in his speech the other night.
Right.
That's why I'm supporting him all the way to the end. If he doesn't win, if he's 2%, I'm voting for him so I can say I voted for Ron Paul, and then I can know everybody else who's an alien like me who voted for Ron Paul because I want us to form the sub-country.
We should make a bumper sticker, not that I would want to put one on the car, but still, I wouldn't be against it, that I voted for Ron Paul regardless of outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is, you know, like I voted for Nader back in 2001, or 2000 rather.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what's lost on people, everyone says, oh, you voted for the guy that allowed for Bush. No, I voted for a guy who had ideas. And the fact that, you know, Bush won, you know, shame on Al Gore. But the reality is that everybody loses sight of why people voted for Nader.
Hmm.
And what, to Liam's point, he's saying,
I had a what? A point.
Okay. He had a point.
After
you shaved, you found points and dots and things and so forth.
Hey.
But what, to Liam's point, Ron Paul, voting for him, even if he wins or loses, in some ways isn't the focus. The focus is you need to start making connections with people who have a view of what the country should be. And it's funny. It was good enough for the founders.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it's not good
now
enough for
dangerous.
People. Now it's dangerous. Free thought. Free truth, and all dangerous.
CNN did a focus group after the New Hampshire primary where he came in a strong second, and they asked one guy, who are you voting for? Have you decided? Yeah, it's Ron Paul or nobody. The first guy they went to, they were freaking out on the air.
Right,
like, this was
right.
happening live. Then they go to somebody else. They play a Romney clip. So what do you think of what Romney said? They were hoping for like a Romney bump right there on the air. She says, well, it sort of sounded good, but I don't know if I believe him. this is happening. These focus groups never did this before.
Right.
They're losing control. They're not able to control the agenda the way they did. That's the wild card I'm seeing. I'm not saying that it's all the path to glory here. It's not going to be easy. But I'm seeing more and more evidence that the so-called iron-plated armor that they had that nobody could leave – people are leaving the reservation.
The thing is that once they realize that Ron Paul has a shot, mm-hmm. see, here's the thing. He just has to keep coming in second. He doesn't.
They'll be okay with that, is what you're saying.
Yeah. No. No. Here's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. If he keeps coming in second, and Huntsman keeps coming in third, and these guys start showing progressiveness or acceptability by the Republicans, then there's going to be a problem in the convention. Romney may not get enough votes.
Yeah.
And then the people are going to say, but you know, we don't want this guy, or we certainly want one of these other two guys as VP.
All right, well, we got to take a break. I want to come back on that line of discussion because this is really getting good, because we're getting to the nuts and bolts of what may happen. If we're playing prediction, and we're not, we're actually speculating based on a lot of information experience in this realm that we've had for many years.
But also, we have a crystal ball. We know the truth.
That's true. The crystal ball.
But I'm actually going to make a prediction that
we'll save it for the break.
And after the break,
yeah,
we'll strip bare and show you the prediction.
Oh no! We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this with who? Liam Sheff and Richard Pearl.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Liam Sheff's predictions coming up on the I don't know if he has a crystal ball over there, or is it your hairy chest give you a lot of special power?
You know what?
It's nothing. Girls love it.
You should get a no-no.
What? I don't want to know what that is.
I don't know.
But Richard, we were talking before we get there. The whole idea is Ron Paul is taking those so-called second places or the caucuses, he's gaining. I'm trying to have a radio show.
Okay, well, let me just do this.
What's a no-no?
I'm going to be able to do. Why do I bother?
Because no one's going to listen to you until I do what a no-no is.
I thought we'd hold it till the next break.
He can't hold anything.
All right.
I can.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want to know that.
Okay. I can hold my hold my liquor, but not.
Okay. So, you know, candy's dandy, but liquor's quicker. But the thing about a no-no is it's this commercial where these women, they're always shaving their legs, but now they don't have to. They don't have to zap or trap or
– what is it, like duct tape?
No, it's some kind of machine. It's like a razor, not a razor.
Okay.
And evidently the women like it because they show their legs. The problem is they show their legs closed. They should
spread them a little bit. Thank you, Richard. This was a family show.
No, they should spread their legs a little more so you can see see whatever missing hairs they would have got to.
Thank you. All right.
And that's what a no-no is.
No,
and they show the guy shaving his arm.
Okay.
So that, you know, but that part's not as interesting.
Thank you. No, not as interesting as the delegates I want to talk about. You know, if Ron Paul, as you said, takes the
delegates or delegates?
Delicate delegates.
Somebody's getting it antsy. Let's talk politics.
We're going to talk shaving delegates. Everybody wants to shaving today. What does that guy mean? I got a haircut recently. I did nothing.
It looks good, by the way.
It's good. You kind of military.
Did you use a no-no?
Now
you notice. Nobody noticed it.
Noticed it when I walked in the room.
That sounds like
does my hair look different?
That sounds exactly like. And by the way, the guy who cut my hair, devastating. He had such gastrointestinal distress, they had to resection his esophagus.
Ew.
And they wanted to go after his gallbladder. I don't know how he starts talking
to me
about this.
It's the Robert Scott Bell traveling show.
The energy thing.
The guy cutting your
hair. You trusted this guy with scissors?
Well, he didn't do his own surgery, so I figured he'd be
all
right.
No, but he sounds like he's on his last leg.
But
he might belch as he's cutting something sharp.
But you notice, like, at the top of my head, he missed a spot, but that's all right. Never mind. Look, I want to go
delegates.
Thank you. The delicate delegates.
The no.
As we see here. Romney's not running away with this thing. A lot of the so-called traditional Republican conservatives don't like the guy.
Thank
He's
you.
Got a lot of things that are hanging around, and they're not going to be good. So there is a strong possibility that they could get to the convention, and nobody's got a clear majority. Ron Paul could be in there sitting with a lot of them going, am I the kingmaker? He doesn't want to be a kingmaker, per se. But what scenario are we looking at if that happens?
Well, let's go back to Reagan and Bush. Reagan didn't like Bush at all, but he made him the vice president.
Well, but of course, Bush, CIA. I mean, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Right. I understand, but he was put into the vice president.
Yeah, if you're going to be president, you have to accept Bush because we got to keep an eye on you.
Maybe
Reagan was a bit of a wild card up until they controlled it.
Yeah, until he got shot, and all of a sudden,
something
he was
changed.
Different.
Nancy and I want to put asteroids in space to destroy the Russian gremlins.
Only the ones with propeller hats. But here's the point.
Yeah.
So,
Mommy, can you read my astrology
today? Back to the delegates. I got to keep you on focus. It's a Liam deficit disorder today.
Mommy.
So.
Well, Nancy, go ahead.
I'm not a crook.
Well, I don't like this George fellow. But they put him in.
Nancy sound like Reagan?
They put him in. No, I've just devolved into somewhere in the Midwest. But they put in Bush because he's a CIA. He's a Prescott Bush. He's a Herbert Walker. He's in with
he's
the Nazis.
He's an asset.
He's an asset. Yep. Mm-hmm. He's an asset.
You know what I'm saying.
He's an asset.
How do you like your martini?
He's an asset. And he's going to be there to pull the levers of power to make sure that the guys who made sure that the fruit company in Central America got all the weapons that it needed. How did that happen? Why did we take over Guatemala, Salvador, Honduras, all the rest. Yeah, he's an asset. Bush family players are all assets.
Ron Paul could be pushed into that role because if so many Republicans say, hey, look, there's no difference between Romney and Obama. Mm-hmm. I'm not voting for him, which ensures Obama. So their mindset is, well, give me either Paul or Huntsman. Mm-hmm. And so either one of those choices would have potentially an effect on the presidency.
Serious ramifications.
And it would have ramifications, especially to the money structure.
Yeah.
And Ron Paul wouldn't go down quietly. As vice president, he would be opening up his mouth, making sure that he caused trouble.
And he's president of the Senate as well, so he has some play in there. I mean, there are some interesting things. He'd have Ron and Rand.
Now, I wouldn't take the vice presidency.
You wouldn't?
It's
a jealousy thing. You want it. I know.
But he wants to be seeds of change, too. So instead of, change we can believe in, he wants to actually create seeds that can grow into something meaningful.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, that's why you
So he would take the role, I think, as vice president.
And you think about it, too. Now they can't marginalize the 20-25% of the people that are voting for Ron Paul. They discard that. They know they're toast. They're not going to get it. Obama's going to win.
They could do it on the Iowa caucus.
And there's my prediction.
Because the caucus was different.
Yeah.
And we could say, that's just a caucus.
But brokered convention, man, all bets are off. How are they going to do? Coalesce around what? The moneyed candidates, the Goldman Sachs of the world, they still hold sway as long as the paper, but there's a whole world coming up that's trying to reject that paper money as a basis for society and wants more freedom.
Right, because anyone who looks at Romney, and actually Romney is, I never met fakery I didn't like. Mm. This is a guy that's so dishonest or disingenuous, I should say.
I think disingenuous.
Yeah, dishonest. And everybody gets that, and that's why Obama would win, because if he's like Obama, you might as well get Obama. That's going to be the mindset.
Look, I think we've destroyed his crystal ball.
That's fine. That's my prediction. My prediction is this. Ron Paul does well. The media manages to marginalize him in the minds of the illiterate American public who can't read past Anderson Cooper's stunning good looks, and they watch.
It's his giggle, isn't it?
And they watch.
Could he be more gay? Seriously, ask Lindsey. What's his face?
Lindsey Graham. Oh, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah,
Lindsey Graham.
I understand they have a card game together.
Lighten the loafers, Lindsey.
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong.
We like strong defense. Give me those big boys.
It's not a judgment. I mean, it's just like all right.
No, but he's so freaking.
We talk
over.
About it. It's a compensation when we see these people.
Right, but there's anything wrong with that. Actually, I would be happy with Lindsey Graham if he would just
say
come out. Yeah, like, hey, yes.
Why didn't Barney Franks point out that Lindsey's, half
because
a leg
he doesn't
short.
Say that he is. Look, if somebody doesn't say that they're gay publicly, like Tom Cruise doesn't, he says, I'm not gay, therefore he's not. John Travolta,
I don't think he is. He would be bisexual, not gay.
I don't think he's
what
a human.
Is this, the Hollywood Minute here? I'm losing control of
I'm
my
sorry.
Show.
No, I'm so sorry.
You lost it last segment.
The prediction is this, and I don't support this. I'm not voting for this, but the prediction is that nobody, and let's be clear, no black people will vote for Romney or whatever his name is. Romney.
He's not going to be popular.
No black people are voting for Romney. Okay. So nobody's voting for the mummy. The black people aren't going to vote for him because they're going to say, this guy's from where? In more magic underwear? What's that? I do not understand. No, Obama does not done everything I want, but he is a black man and I am voting for him. So I think they're going to get that.
So you're saying that the black people are going to vote racist lines.
I think they're going to vote black.
Well, so racist lines.
Well, whatever.
In other words, they won't vote for the white guy when they have a black guy up there.
I don't think that a lot.
Say
of
the truth. Come on. Let the truth set you free.
I will vote for Obama.
Listen.
I will pray for his soul that he does what he promised.
Change. I need some change, Obama.
Right. So
I have no money. Give me some change.
No, I didn't say that. That's Richard Pearl.
But remember, though. What, 3 or 4 years ago when the run-up to the election was, I mean, you had people, they were interviewing people all over the country on this, and
saying,
they're like, I'm not going to have to pay my rent anymore.
No, I heard that.
I did hear that.
Yeah, I
people
heard that.
Really believe
Which people
that.
Said that?
Well, some black people in the city said, I'm not going to have to pay my rent. I'm not going to pay my mortgage anymore. I'm never going to have insurance again. This country's I'm never going to have insurance. I'm never going to, and I'm doing the Southern accent because I'm stereotyping, whatever. Write your letters on the version on the back of a $40 Federal Reserve boat and send it to the Robin Scott, Robot Scott Bell.
Send it to one of the mounts.
So black people, not all brown-skinned people, the black people doesn't mean much when you say it, but people who you know, are darker pigmented than I am, who associate themselves with such and such and such and such. And are, right?
Well, you're Lily White, but go ahead.
No, I'm not.
No, but listen, it's a socio, what we call entitlement.
With all that hair, it's blocking out
the sun.
You know
what? You're so crazy. I'm Eastern European, and that's not that hair.
All right, go ahead.
Entitlement mentality. We're all about the concept.
Actually, we're all about Sicilian looking. So, Jew. There are Jews in the room.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at Obama getting re-elected. That's my prediction, because black people who will comprise the Democratic base cannot be swayed toward Romney. And I'll tell you what, Republicans don't like Romney, and they'll put a lukewarm. They just don't.
No, they don't.
Because he voted for socialist medicine
in
Massachusetts.
It's not even that. He's not likable.
He's not.
He's missing that certain something.
He's got that
people,
plastique about
him.
Yeah,
he's very plastic.
Yeah,
he reminds me in 12 Angry Men, if you remember the movie.
Yeah, you're going way back now.
1957.
Yeah.
But in the movie, there's the one character who, by the way, never became a big actor. He's the guy who vacillates. First he votes guilty, then he votes not guilty. And he was just all over the place, whichever was convenient or more effective for his benefit.
Yes, exactly.
So that's what Romney is. Romney is an opportunist, and he doesn't cover it up well.
Mm-hmm. And Obama is a sleeper. He's a Manchurian candidate. Somebody said, hey, you know the lesson of Kennedy. And Obama, who's been schooled in liberal conspiracy stuff by his wacko mother, right? He has. He's been totally schooled in all this stuff, Symbionese liberation stuff. He has. Don't kid yourself. That's why the Republicans, the Glenn Becks, were going crazy and saying, oh, he's a wacko left. He's not a wacko left-winger. He was schooled in wacko left. He's all he is a guy who's a pragmatist who decided for some crazy reason to take it when the Soros people came along and said, we can make you president. And he said, okay. Maybe he thought that he could, but then they snuck the people into the one of the inaugural things,
right?
The White House celebration.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we mentioned last break. And all of a sudden, he realized the game a little stronger than he thought.
Yeah, well, hey, I know the lesson of Kennedy. I don't want to accidentally be shot from behind and the front.
And let's be honest, if he did do the so-called hope and change, that he would not be allowed to continue. To get, case in point, what we're describing, he was given these signals. Whether he was for real or not, that could be debated and argued prior to that. The reality is, and I acknowledge this, although I'm such an idealist that that's why I've been gravitating for many years to the message that Ron Paul's been. It's not a compromise. It's here are the principles. We don't compromise principles. We can talk about how fast we go a certain way, but I'm not changing direction.
Right.
That's the kind of the compromise that has no principles whatsoever.
But that's why I'm voting for Ron Paul, because I want to know who my friends are in the country and form coalitions that we protect each other and we defend as a group our right to do the things that we want to do. Call us, the Super Green Party. We want things to be normal and healthy and natural and not run by the FDA criminal syndicate.
And you can see in the case of Obama, this is a man who smoked pot, as did Bush, as did Clinton.
Bush was a cokehead.
Huh?
Bush was a cokehead.
Yeah, but let's forget the coke for a second. He admitted to pot. So the last three presidents, one inhaled
smoke,
sort of. Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, but all three of them ascended to presidency, so the pot smoking didn't infringe on their ability to succeed. Now, here's the point. Change you can believe in. This is a simple thing he could have done. Look, we're going to decriminalize the pot.
The fact that he did hemp.
Yeah. And he won't do that.
No.
In
fact, they've
that shows
up.
Who he is right there, because he's not willing to do something that's popular with the public that would have would take away harm from the public, and he won't do it.
And would also, in fact, reduce the racism that is prevalent in the judicial system here in America,
which is what Ron Paul is actually saying.
If I
stop the criminalization of drugs, it's going to help black people because they're disproportionately in jail.
Yeah.
But black people aren't going to vote for Ron Paul because
they don't know the differences. All they know is he may have said something or written something.
Oh, that's why they're hitting
years
that
ago.
So hard.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Of course.
Listen, stand by. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about more transformational political consciousness
and conspiracy,
economic, and those of you who like the big C. No, not cancer. Conspiracy. Liam is here. He's in the house. We're going to talk to him more about that.
With that thought.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold up. Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Continuing on now, much to, my trepidation, fear. I'm shaking. I'm shivering here. It's because superhero sidekick Liam Sheff is letting it rip, as well as Richard Pearl.
Excuse me.
By the way, Pearls of Health, the radio show that he has, you can listen to that. We've got links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. And Liam has been featured there as well. You guys have had a rip-roaring time without me.
Yeah, we're changing the time on the show, starting the 20th and 21st to Friday mornings at 10 a.m.
Oh, okay.
And Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Eastern time.
Yeah, on WBZT. AM 1230. So I thank you for that plug. And by the way, you're shivering in here because you got the fan on, and that's one mighty large fan.
Yeah, well, look, we do it big at the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's got to be heard worldwide. So thank you very much. So we have got the issue of our people of color, as they say, not as pigmentally challenged as the three of us.
I got pigment.
I got pigment because I was down in Jamaica. I'm adopted down there. So we have the discussion
you
here.
You look Jamaican.
I do. I look
especially with the locks.
Everything's Irie. Yes, the long locks that I have now. Listen, are you taking me off my game here? This is something that's very important. Will people of different racial, ethnic backgrounds get the message of a grandfatherly, great-grandfatherly old white guy?
I have heard on the YouTube that Brother Paul was saying unkind things about yours truly.
And that was the thing that they've been hitting hard. But the last debate, wow, when they brought up the newsletter again, he turned it on its ear, and now the liberal lefties are going, oh my God, he was more right. Nobody will ever bring that up. The issue of institutionalized governmental judicial racism in the war on drugs.
But see, most people hear sound bites, like that woman that they cut up her piece, and then the guy, I can't think of his name, Brent Baker.
Bear on Fox? Who are we talking about?
Breitbart.
Oh, Andrew.
Remember, remember he took a little piece of a Sherry, somebody.
Cut the audio, right?
Yeah.
And made her sound.
Right, like she was racist when she wasn't. And, you know, whether Ron Paul said something or didn't 20 years ago or not, what were people's views 20 years ago about lots of different things? And people do have adjustments. And so, therefore, holding him to that, what's more important, his actions or his words?
That were not even his.
Right, or even if they were somewhat, you know, condoned by him. Mm-hmm. Look, we've all made adjustments in our life. We don't all think the way we did. There's nothing we think exactly the same 10 years apart, so or very little, I should say. We make adjustments in everything in our life.
Well, so I'm exactly the same man who played next to the monkey in the movies. Mommy? Mommy?
Now, the judicial racism, I want to expand on that because it's also executive branch racism because Obama has stepped up the enforcement of the so-called medical marijuana laws, right, overturning them. States, right, that have said, hey, we're decriminalizing this stuff because
he's harmed the
people.
Black man.
He is really harmed. And that's the thing. Do they get it?
No, they don't get it.
Their own guy supposedly.
They don't get it because they don't want to admit that they were wrong, that they put all this hope and faith in the guy at the top who happens to be their color, and they don't want to admit. It's sort of like... It's like Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez. Rex Ryan brought in, it was his
We're talking
the draft.
New York Jets professional football, right, for all of those non-sports fans on the,
okay,
show here.
So he brings in Mark Sanchez.
The coach brings in the quarterback.
Right.
Translating.
And brings him in, yeah, please.
For Liam.
And then he drafts this
Thanks,
guy.
Dan.
The guy sucks, but he's going to keep him next year because it's his guy.
Right.
So it's the same thing.
He rides
thing.
The same horse because I've got a sentimental connect. I invested in it.
He
I'm
was my first
to,
draft pick. I can't admit my
loose.
Mistake because if I did that, somehow it'll come back on me. I will be looked upon as making a, you know, a terrible decision. Hmm. And this is for a lot of black people, their dilemma. They're sitting saying, this guy is horrible, but he's my color. If I don't vote for him, I'm throwing in against my race.
Sure.
And maybe he'll be better next time.
I listen to local radio wherever I go, and local radio here has some very Afrocentric radio, and so I'm listening to this, and they're talking about everything, and they make all the predictable jokes, you know. Mitt Romney. Well, Mitt Romney didn't. Magic underwear. Magic underwear. Magic underwear. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
They're
magic
playing
underwear.
That up. Yeah.
Okay, so then what? Glad we don't have George W. Hey, I know Obama hasn't been everything, but he ain't no George W. Amen. He ain't no George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. Ain't no George W. Bush.
Yeah, he's
so
worse.
They're settling.
Any mention of Ron Paul? No mention of Ron Paul. He doesn't blip on the radar because he's an old white dude, and this is a mistake. Because if you're serious, by the way, as we've been saying about equal rights for everybody, you do want to decriminalize hemp. You do want to decriminalize the plant, so you take a lot of essentially teenagers and people in their 20s out of prison who've never done anything, who could contribute to society.
But that'll add it to unemployment because these guys will be on the rolls for trying to get a job.
No, that's the Rush Limbaugh argument.
The fear argument, yeah.
Yeah, it's the fear argument. But if you allow people to do – this is the Ron Paul thing, right? This is why I'm going to vote for Ron Paul. This is why I want to know people who are going to vote for Ron Paul. If you actually allow people to make business and you legalize plants – this country could be booming with prosperity. We could be growing local food, making local energy. We could have local energy grids. This could be a very different place, but it's not going to happen that way. And maybe next hour we can unspool the conspiracy view, the Alex
sure.
Jones view.
Yeah, and by the way, before we get to that,
yeah. You
know, keep in mind that there Rick Scott wants to privatize in this state.
Tell everybody who Rick Scott is because we got listeners everywhere.
Well, he's the governor.
Governor of Florida.
Floridia. Right.
Floridia.
Yeah.
He puts the duh in Florida. So, but
he wants
to
privatize everything.
Yeah, he wants including the prisons.
Ugh.
And
you've seen what happens there.
Right. But the whole business of cops and prisons are predicated on having enough criminals, and you need to have the people
it's
who
a
are
growth
younger.
Industry. You need
who,
the growth industry.
Right. Yeah. So you lock up people who can't defend themselves, and you lock them up for minor crimes so that way there's more profitability because there's not. You know, you're not taking ardent criminals. You're taking low-level criminals. You keep
non-violent.
Them in prison,
yeah.
Nonviolent. You make a lot of money off them. The cops get all their benefits.
Well, in Texas, I mean, the Bush family has a lot to do, from what I understand, with prisons, the private prisons.
Yeah, they own.
And so, again, here's the hope and change coming in. We're going to do everything opposite of what Bush did. And Obama doubles, triples down on all the things Bush did and more, including enhancing the whole prison.
And he signed the MDAA.
Yep, the NDAA, of course, the National Defense Authorization Act, and of course,
yeah, NDA, sorry.
The other day, talking about that new bill coming through that would completely activate every aspect of it by allowing Immigration Naturalization Services to strip you of your U.S. citizenship simply because you said something we don't like, you're referring to somebody we don't like, you're done. Now you have no protections that we pretended you had before.
Right.
This is where the enabling clauses are happening.
Headed into
and this
the conspiracy,
happened under Obama's watch. He could have vetoed it.
And by the way, he said, oh, but if you elect me, as long as I'm president, I won't enforce, but I'll leave it in there.
Yeah. What does that tell you?
What a clown.
What does that tell you? Well, listen, what it tells me is that we're about over for this hour, but we've got a lot more if you have survived to this point with my dear friends, Richard Pearl and Liam Sheff on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, well, I think you got more stamina than I do. I think I'm going to let them take over the show next hour. No, in fact, I want to hear more about the conspiracy talk from Liam. Fascinating aspects of what is going to happen. Are we all going to be put in FEMA camps? Because, listen, there's evidence in the statutes that they exist. I mean, it's not that they don't, but what is going to happen really, as opposed to what rhetorically, emphatically, or hyping it up and exciting you and fearing you? Oh, what are we going to do? Can we calm the waters next hour, guys?
Let's throw some blood in the tank.
Oh, he wants to chum. He wants to chum the waters. All right. Well, thanks for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Again, I've got links to Richard Pearl and his radio show, as well as his health food store, and Liam Sheff and all his wonderful artwork that, if you haven't seen, it's really amazing. I appreciate y'all being here, and the message is, until we come back, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include
depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, what are we doing? We are...
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me. I was going to take that off. Carry on.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, FEMA camps have been spotted in your neighborhood. Get ready to be rounded up. You're going to be tagged and injected. Your ankle's going to be dragged together, and you're going to have to listen to Lindsey Graham sing I Love America. God bless America, my home sweet home. He's going to be wearing a full spandex outfit.
If anybody thought that they were going to stand and fight, now they're gone. They're gone.
I need some ginger because I sure as hell is nauseous.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is the question this hour. The conspiracies that have been written about that have basis in fact, the question is, how will they play out? We did some predictions last hour politically. We talked about the race war in terms of the drug war. In fact, going back some months when Richard and Liam were on the show, Richard Pearl, Liam Sheff back with me, we actually did some intense discussion of the racial issues like nowhere else in media. And it's still there, downloadable, archived. It hasn't been blacklisted or anything. It's still available for download. Listen up.
I prefer brown-listed.
Brown-listed or white-listed or red-listed, however you want to do. People have overemphasis on pigment and color. I just want to acknowledge that as we go. But the C word.
What are you talking about?
There are three Americas. America for the whites, America for the rich, and America for the rest of us.
Right.
And Whitey's on the moon.
Yeah, remember that.
With due respect to the black community, hey, go vote for Ron Paul. You know what I'm saying? You want to be free, don't wait for it. Go out and vote for Ron Paul. I mean, if you hear the sound of my voice and I don't... go vote for Ron Paul. I'm just sending it out as a thought form. Go figure out that the guy who decriminalizes the stuff that so many kids, children, 21-year-olds are in jail for is your friend. The guy who keeps it criminal is the guy in the White House, the brown guy in the White House. And the other white guys coming up aren't going to be your friend either, even though, oh, I like Huntsman. He seems very moderate. He's not. He's just playing footsie with the whole thing. He comes in after Ron Paul, and he sounds like he's playing, I don't know, he's like sweeping up after a kid's party. It's nothing.
I'm a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, yeah.
Conspiracy, right?
Speak of Chinese, very good. So, conspiracies. Let's talk conspiracies, right? The FEMA camps. You can go online. You can see the map of the FEMA camps. There are thousands of FEMA camps in the country. Maybe there are. I don't know. What I know is this is a country of 320 million people, mostly people who are asleep, mostly people who are working at some job that they took so they can have insurance to pay for the health care for their second child who was born with an ailment, probably due to the fact that they were vaccinated too many times. By the way, you know, the rate of autism among U.S. soldiers who have families, it's like incredible. It's so high. Why? They hyper-vaccinate these people. They're pin cushions for every experiment. So if you don't believe injecting heavy metals and strange animal foreign proteins into people affects their health, you crazy.
Now, by the way, I had a guy in the other day at the store, and he's in the military. He was in the Air Force for 7 years, and then he became a civilian. Then when he wanted to go back in the military, couldn't go back to the Air Force. They won't take you back, so he went to the Army. And he was telling me about how bad the vaccines are, but he was also telling me that the number one recruiting place for the U.S. military, or the U.S. Army anyway, guess where it is?
Kansas City.
Nope.
Where?
Mexico City.
Are you kidding me?
That's
no.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah, because remember, a lot of the people who want to enlist so they can get a green card faster. So on one hand, they say, we don't want Mexicans. On the other hand, please come in.
Come and bleed.
So those are the guys, the Mexicans and the poor and the minorities. They're the ones who are going to be getting the vaccines that they're going to be testing on and get all these hyper-vaccinations, as Liam was pointing out. And it's not going to be the rich white guy who's going to have to suffer through that. So they're going to be able to, you know, see what they can do, what harm they can do. And then on the other side of it, what he told me was in Germany, where he's based out of, every single commercial, they get the same shows that we get, every single show or whatever, but every commercial, not 99%, every single commercial is a military commercial. So if you're on base,
right,
100% of the commercials are all pro-military commercials for the military, by the military.
But why would they be advertising the military to people who are in the military? I mean, they're already there. What's the point?
I remember when I was in China with Helen, and we were watching TV, and this advertisement comes on, and we're kind of watching it, and there's an attractive woman, and she's moving, let me say, in a dancey kind of Asian style, and she's got makeup on, and it's a close-up, and then it's subtitled. She's singing. People are singing, and it's essentially the amber waves of grain and this beautiful land with its mountains and it's this. And I'm thinking, they're advertising China for Chinese people. Why are they? And you go around China and it's a series of disasters, ecological disasters, people living in beehive communist honeycomb houses, 10,000 in a block, you know. And then you watch the commercial and you think that it's Cancun or something, you know, the vacation part. You think, why are they advertising China to the tourists and to the people with TVs? It's just programming. It's just indoctrination. That's why we watch sitcoms where everybody's sort of doing okay and getting along and nothing really is that bad. We're weaving a myth for ourselves, so they weave a myth for these guys.
And if you have a myth going, you're going to be okay with the regime that's in government now, because you know you're just being in a subconscious or subliminal.
Well, and what about the propaganda, the drumbeats for war? I mean, we've seen some YouTubes. I've had them linked up at robertscottbell.com through show notes. In fact, talking about the build up to the invasion of Iraq. Okay, all of the propaganda, and then they're replaying this now in the same sense about going after Iran.
Well, look at what happened the other day. Panetta was on.
Leon Panetta. Yep.
Leon Panetta. He was on television the other day with, I can't think of the guy's name, Bob somebody.
It was on Face the Nation.
Yeah, but Bob, what's his name?
Bob Schieffer.
Bob Schieffer, yeah, okay. Yeah. So he says, he admits, and I wish you had
what
the drop
Ron,
on
what
it.
What Ron Paul says about.
He said that they're not currently looking to attain a
nuclear weapon.
They're
absolutely
he
not.
He says it. And, he if, says it, matter of fact. In fact, he references it later in the interview. And Bob Schieffer doesn't even respond to it. He doesn't. It's as if there's a script. He doesn't acknowledge it. It's like they both knew they shouldn't. That shouldn't have been said. And they didn't miss a beat because they're both professional, and they go on. But it was almost like Panetta had a guilty conscience because he referenced it later. Yeah. But the anchor doesn't respond to something as relevant as this. I mean, think about it. We're talking about all these weapons that potentially that Iran wants to make, and they're looking at closing the
Straits of Hormuz.
Straits of Hormuz.
You got Rick Santorum saying we got to bomb.
We got to intervene,
and
et cetera,
said,
et cetera.
This would be the end of Ron Paul when he came out and said, "I don't want to go to war this fast."
And yet, Bob Schieffer has a guest on, a guest who should know,
who knows,
who does know, and he says, by the way, they're not even in the process of building anything, and it's not even talked about. Then the very next day, Hillary Clinton says we need to put pressure on Iran right now and more embargoes because they're building.
They're building, and they're
not. She knows that it's not true, but she did this back. We can go all the way back to 1995 when Saddam Hussein's brother-in-law left. He was in charge of destroying the weapons. He left Iraq, and he comes to the U.S. He's vetted by the CIA and the U.N., and he brings 12,000 documents with him, or pages, and he says to the U.S., look, I oversaw everything. There are no weapons left, and they're all done and accounted for. And he gets coaxed into going back to Iraq, where he's killed by Saddam Hussein. So you know the guy wasn't lying. He was telling the truth.
Yeah.
And yet, years later, you've got both Hillary, when she was running for president, and even Bill, who were kind of clamoring, oh, you know, these guys are dangerous, blah, blah, blah.
They knew.
They knew. So she knows right now.
Sure.
She knows right now.
That Iran is not securing their weapons.
Right. But she's not held accountable because the media won't hold any truth accountable if it doesn't fit
The media is old. It's bought and sold.
Yeah.
It's the conspiracy. It is the conspiracy maker. You know, to Liam's point as well, that they call Ron Paul crazy, kooky, and irresponsible and dangerous for pointing out the fact that there is no nuclear weapon in Iran. There's not going to be one tomorrow or even near that. And
the Israelis have been saying this since 1982. Mossad has been saying since 1982.
That's right. And even the head of Mossad said this.
They're months and months away, 6 months away from a nuclear weapon. Well, here we're 28 years later, 30 years later, and they're still no closer because they're not making one.
So right. So, you know, Bill Clinton is the master of programming Americans. He always comes out and he always uses we, and he acts like something's very truthful, and he says, oh, they're very dangerous. We can't let them. We can't let them get a weapon. And he brings you, so he does a we speak. He's very good at it, unless you see through it, in which case you think he's a giant scumbag, which I guess I do. We can't let them get a weapon. It's not. And then somebody tries to ask him a question, and he just deflects. So you're always being programmed when you watch the Clintons. The Mrs. Clinton is very bad at it. She stumbles. She's just not smooth like her husband because she once had a soul, and I think he
did.
Never did.
I say we? I meant P.
We never. We cannot let them get a weapon into their hands. It's very destabilizing. And then he throws some Rhodes Scholar thing in, and everybody, and the news reporters go, I'm dazzled, and so on and so forth. But
Hale, can we stop at the drive-thru?
Yeah. but what do we have going on? We have America now not paying attention, and people who are paying attention are telling me that HAARP is making earthquakes in Thailand because somebody sneezed in Alaska. And I'm thinking, I wish you guys would focus a little bit. The thing that we actually have to do here is make sure that we know each other and we're growing food and we're doing it in a friendly way and we're sharing stuff. But I'm hoarding seeds. I'm waiting for the apocalypse. And I'm thinking, you can only hoard seeds for so long. And if you want to grow stuff and they don't let you, then you're not going to grow stuff. On the other hand, I don't think that we can be Germany in 1942. We're not a rural.
Describe Germany in 1942.
It's an industrial nation, but only in the cities. It's a rural country. It's without video surveillance, very little radio, very easy to restrict communication and travel. The Autobahn, I think, was built in that era to get tanks across the country. So travel was very restricted as opposed to now. You know, anybody with a bicycle can more or less get across the country if they have enough time and you know, goji berries. but can you really do concentration camps going up in the countryside without, I mean, real
concentration camps? No, but you could shut down the state of Florida very easy because everyone relies on gasoline. We saw it with Hurricane Wilma, mm-hmm. where a handful of cops at checkpoints were watching and making sure that, you know, I mean, they weren't doing anything nefarious, but they were, you know, in control of the state. And even if you had a full tank, how far will that take you? 200 miles, 300 miles? State's much longer than that. So if they wanted to shut down, they could shut down the gasoline stations all across the state. And if you're anywhere, you couldn't go anywhere, and they could put ships in places. So I'm not, I don't disagree with you that
there are, but in other words, there are ways that you physically could clamp down.
Yeah,
a
you
lot
could
of
clamp
things.
Down on a state like Florida easy, but to your point, it's not in their best interest to create unrestricted chaos or unpredictable chaos, because there's chaos that's predictable and chaos that's unpredictable. And not to mention, it would affect the wealth of a lot of people. It would affect the insurance companies, the drug companies, people who are power players, people who control so much behind the scenes, the banks, so forth. It wouldn't help them if we had an end-of-the-world scenario. So the guys at the top don't win.
They don't
by
want
having,
it.
No, they don't want that.
But, Richard, what could bring about it out of their control, an end-of-the-world type scenario?
Well, they misjudge something they do. So if they were to, you know, stack the deck too strongly and push something in the Middle East that shouldn't take place, and it's set off a chain of events, then you know, that's the problem. It's not what they predict. It's the overreach of the prediction or the unforeseen results of that event.
Overreaction.
The overreaction, because human nature will trump other factors, and certainly logic. It'll over-trump logic. So,
easily.
And yeah.
This was the overreaction, as Ron Paul phrased it, with Iran. That would be very dangerous. Then Michelle Bachmann, who dropped out, thankfully, said, oh, that's the most dangerous thing I ever heard, the overreaction, right? And yet there was nothing to react to, as we found out from Leon Panetta, and Ron Paul was right again.
But nobody knows that Leon Panetta said this.
No, well, we're spotlighted. I've got the YouTube linked up. I don't have the audio synced up, so I'm not going to play
but
it
it's
now.
Not going to be on... I don't know. Good Morning America.
Well, tell them what the link. Oh, so you have
well,
it on
I'm
your
have
site.
It linked up on, yeah, just go to robertscottbell.com.
If for no other reason to listen to today's show, it's that link.
Yeah, you'll hear it. You'll hear
and,
it.
And
right
some exciting guy named Richard Pearl. Other than that,
yeah. Richard's the man. Yeah. Well, listen, let's take a break here. First break of this hour. Second hour, if you're still with us, you are more than courageous. You're tough and rough and lovable and humble. All of those things we are here. Right? At least three of us are, right?
Maybe. At least the three of us.
Yes.
So what are you saying? We're stumbling, bumbling, fumbling?
Well, let's take a break, and we won't be when we come back talking more about conspiracy. Liam has some thoughts on this that go even deeper and further than we just went on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Continuing on the Robert Scott Bell Show here, fascinating discussion, at least to me. I don't know if anybody else is into it, but Richard Pearl and Liam Sheff in the house here doing some discussion on topics. This hour, conspiracy. You know, is it going to be the end of days, the end of game? Everybody's in a FEMA camp. If not, why not? If so, why? And Liam, you know, carry it on.
Right. I have plenty of friends who tell me that this is all happening and they're going to clamp down and the U.S. Army is going to walk down Main Street and arrest everybody and everybody's going to go into their houses and we're going to wait for our food packets to be delivered and so on and so forth. The problem with that is a lot of Americans, you know, a lot of people who don't have so much to live for that they wouldn't be willing to die for something. A lot of people have guns. And I don't think...
More than ever, in fact.
Yeah, and I don't think the powers that be... I don't think you could go and seize everybody's guns because it's in the Constitution. People would say, over my dead body. And a lot of people would mean it. A lot of people would say it and say, well, okay, you can have it. I don't want to die. But a lot of people would say, no, over my dead body, and I mean it. That's because
well, I think that would be the final wake-up call because once you go after that, right, then everyone gets it.
Right.
They don't get the other stuff. They don't get how we're all being considered the enemy. But once you take away our ability to defend ourselves, then everyone realizes the game's up, that they're really about to do something harmful to us.
Well, right. That was the point of the Joe Lieberman, right, the guy, Senator Lieberman, independent Jewish guy, and yet he's a signatory and, or a co-sponsor of that last bill that would strip people of their citizenship so that they can be then determined enemy combatants. They have no U.S. citizenship. So technically they say they have no constitutional rights, rendition them to Guantanamo Bay. And as I said, this is you know, horrific because you know, there's a group called a Jews for the Preservation of Firearms because they know of the history of Nazi Germany.
Right.
Disarm the people, no defense. And this is also why we have seen record numbers over the last holiday season, and it's continuing to this day, purchases of firearms like never before in the history of America.
Right.
So to your point, Liam, the fact that we are such an armed society, it makes it less likely that there can be a full-on totalitarian takeover, even though they incrementally have done.
Well, what would be the point? Slowly. They already control us. Why would they need to put us
well,
in FEMA camps?
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. You know, I don't discount the idea that there are FEMA camps for make-believe.
Well, what would be the point? If you put them in the...
For make-believe pandemic outbreaks, right?
Right.
For the people who want to go. But my real feeling is the FEMA camps are going to be for the people who want to be in FEMA camps. I know that sounds strange. But
there are the people living in condominiums right now.
Yeah, there are people who are going to say, oh, there's a pandemic. The government's going to say, if you're really worried about this next pandemic, right. We recommend you get to camp Happiness.
You'll go in willingly, voluntarily.
Voluntarily.
Right. By the way, you don't need all your clothes. Take a shower.
With a neighbor or two and
or
your family. But no, see, it can't be that. See, we know that lesson from history. It's a little too hard just to walk in. They're going to have to kind of make it optional. There are a lot of people who I guarantee you, they already line up to inject their children with stuff, and you can scare them enough that they'll do almost anything. Now, I think they're going to be let's say that there was a break in a pipeline, either real or engineered, coming up the coast in the middle of winter. New York would freeze, and people would have to scatter and be taken care of by New York and government agencies. At that point, you can sort of begin to manage people's lives and disperse them and destroy their lives as they did with the people from New Orleans. But it's 320 million of us. I guess I think they'd rather keep the genetically modified puke coming into our houses, keep us paying for it. Wouldn't they rather just
There's no value for them unless they were looking to exterminate most of the population.
But, and then here, to your point, Richard, and to the bigger conspiracy point, population reduction is a stated goal of certain elitists and people that you might be
Right, but if you're going to do it, you're going to hone your skills on countries where no one's watching.
And is there any place no one's watching on that
Africa.
Front? No, well, Africa has been the hotbed when we talk about the whole AIDS garbage and how they've utilized that.
But that's still slow. I mean, it's this.
Well, it is and it isn't, because they could engineer in a vaccine and make it so that you're going to be sterile or susceptible.
Well, we see that difficult.
It's really difficult. But even so, let's not go there, because that's not where I was.
But it's no. Let me answer that though, because it's difficult, because people take a little tiny bit of what they think is science and they X-file it, right?
Right.
Oh, I created a vaccine that will render all of you into monkeys. No, it doesn't work that way. Most people who get a vaccine, by the way, have a mild allergic reaction. Some people get sick. Some people become really, really damaged. You can't engineer a virus that's going to kill, because viruses are not even living. And, you know, they really respond to what cell they're in and out of. So don't tell me that we're going to engineer a virus that's going to wipe out all of humanity except Dick Cheney and all the people, all the sex slaves or whatever.
So let's take that side away for a second.
Yeah, because it's not real.
Okay. Let's go with this focus. If you're the corporations, if you're the power structure, why would you want to destroy everything when it's working so well for the 1% or the 1/10 of 1%? You're not going to destroy that. You might modify things. You might keep people more enslaved. But they've made serfs out of everybody. So what's the difference? So they don't need to, you know, get to the point where they have to create an unknown. You don't want to do that. So if the people were really in power, the last thing they want to do is affect the predictability. So they're not going to do these end-of-the-world events unless the asteroid comes or December 21st.
Yeah, well, that's the question of, is there something that is out of the controlling of the New World Order elitist? Are
there could be things they don't control? If somebody oversteps something in the Middle East, it's obvious we're trying to create some form of war. I mean, we're doing stuff in Iran now, but it looks like we're trying to step up, and we can't know the outcome of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that unless somebody oversteps and then the other side overreacts, then everything's going to stay the same. And corporate profits will be higher or lower, but they're not going to change the system.
Richard, speaking to monetary issues, and we've discussed this over the years, and Liam is in on that. We talk about gold, silver. We talk about money, history of money, paper, fiat money, the bailouts, the creation of $16 trillion in bailout money, and the debt itself right now is, what, $15 trillion, more than the debt they created. How do they control that? From not collapsing economically the entire world, and it has to reset.
Well, see, that's the unknown. That's the one thing that's more probable than anything, and that sets a whole cascade of events into motion that may or may not be unpredictable. So that's why I always say to people, if you have money right now or you want to have money, the wealthy are storing the metals.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying rare coins. It was a penny that sold a couple of days ago for $1.38 million.
And that was at one of the shows you sometimes go to.
Yeah, it was at the Fun Show down in Orlando. There's a town not far from there, I think, or Mount Dora, that's not far from there. Or Mount St. Helens, I'm not sure which. But anyway,
I did a broadcast from a hotel there once. Okay?
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah.
It's 45 minutes from nowhere. But the point is that people are buying
a good question, though. When you're done with the metals, I want to talk about whether people should run for the hills. It's a question that's in my mind. It's a real question.
But here's the thing. So people are buying stores of value, because especially small things like that, because they know that it's like a bearer bond. And they know that they're really valuable. And if you have money, you're going to want gold, you're going to want silver, and you're going to want rare coins, you're going to want rare paintings.
Well, rarity has always been tied into value.
But it's not just rarity. It's something like diamonds. They're not really rare. But people perceive the bigger stones are. The bigger stones are. But here's the thing. A diamond has a really limited audience base for something really rare. Whereas with kids can dream about coins or they can dream about art, because there's something that's part of our society. We spent money that these things are. Or we grew up looking at a certain picture and it had a meaning from childhood. It represented some historical aspect of our lives. with a diamond or something like that, it's not quite the same. So while they do have value, it doesn't have that mystical effect.
But if people go back into this realm, the power elites, the New World Order people, the banksters, they lose control. That's why they've, you know, outlawed, if you will, the use of gold and silver as money.
Right.
And they had fractional reserve banking, fiat money, and, of course, the idea of legal tender, having to force people to accept that which has no value, except which is perceived or forced upon you.
Right.
But they're destroying that very value, which some have predicted and said, based on history, inevitably, it'll go to zero, as the Weimar Republic has seen, as Zimbabwe has seen. So what's to prevent that from happening here in the U.S., where they're printing Federal Reserve notes like there's no tomorrow?
It's going to happen.
Except for the fact that the elites don't want that to happen.
But it's going to happen because the debt gets bigger and bigger, and it falls on itself. It collapses. The reality is Social Security and other entitlements won't be there for people later on because the debt will be too big.
Is that not the collapse we're talking about?
And neither the real one. By 65, you're either dead or dead broke. So
what happens?
So what happens
play
is...
play this out.
Okay, so if we play this out and we have too many people in the country, and we're not at that tipping point yet, which is why I think all this doomsday stuff is off to the future. But when this thing plays out, then there's going to be real problems. And we'll probably have water problems at about the same time also. So
right.
We'll have water shortages. Then you might see a free-for-all. But we're years and years and years away from that. So to live every day in this idea of, you know, tomorrow's doom.
You're dissing the Mayans now.
Yeah.
Can't have you dissing the Mayans.
Yeah, well, I'd be doing that.
Well, they ate a lot of people, so you don't have to believe everything they said.
That's right.
Like, you know the Mayans, the Incas, these Mesoamerican civilizations began to do mass extermination. They didn't do extermination.
They killed 20,000 people. The Aztecs killed 20,000 people in 4 days.
Yeah, in some days, right. Mm-hmm. They did this in Mesoamerica perhaps because they had so over-hunted their local area so that they didn't have any that kind of protein to eat, and they were eating this, that, and the other thing. And at least this is the argument by one researcher who I really like, called
Diamond,
Marvin Harris.
Right?
And Marvin Harris he puts forward the idea that, look, they had expanded their population by hunting and hunting in wider and wider circles until they consumed all of essentially the monkeys and animals in the forest, and there just weren't enough, and people need this many grams of protein a day before they begin to become malnourished, and at which point they begin to die. So what did they do? They began to hunt all of the local tribes and bring them in for blood sport and then sacrifice and eat them. Eat them. Look, that's a fact. They actually, people ate people as a regular consequence. So, I people tell me about the Mayan calendar and this and that. I have a good friend. Oh, I study the Mayans, and I think, I know it was the Aztecs who did the other thing, but I think people tell me this is the year of consciousness. It's the year of consciousness. And I've called it a pivotal year.
I think
it is a pivotal year, maybe just because I'm so awake and other people are so awake. But the fact is, for a lot of people, it's not a pivot year. It's
right.
just a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another year on the calendar.
It wasn't Jesus coming back in 2000 and 2001?
He was coming back in 34 AD. You know, people don't understand what that last book of the Bible means. He was supposed to come back immediately. And because it didn't happen, they just kept putting it off. Well, he'll come back. And every year since he didn't come back is the year that he's coming back. We're not a very good... We don't read the future. We don't read the present very well as a species. We mostly live in fables that would have been constructed by people who came before us. So if it's the pivot year, the year that it all changes, I don't believe it's the year that it all changes. I believe it's the year that you out there, the listener, can make a change and plant a garden and start buying a little gold and silver. Why? Because historically the value has always been up and paper has always been down, and you can reach out to your neighbor and know that there's somebody you can get a can of beans or rice from, or, you know, some dried grain, and we can build the community inside of the crumbling nation. And that's my hope and dream. That's it. That's it right there. That's the whole thing for me.
Could it be a year of unconsciousness then?
For a lot of people, it's going to be a very unconscious year.
Yeah. You know, even when people say, well, gold doesn't always hold its value. Okay, let's just quickly examine.
Hold on, I want to take a break before we come back, because that's a very important thing I want people to understand. Does it not? What's the illusion? What's the myth? What's the reality? Richard Pearl is going to share that with us, along with Liam Sheff. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you're with us. Another segment with these two crazy characters. Loving it. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, a little economic healing with Richard Pearl here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff as well talking about the FEMA camps, conspiracies this hour. What's the reality? Trying to parse this stuff and make sense out of it. Would it be in their best interest to put everybody in a FEMA camp? Not economically feasible, probably not. So there are other issues, I think, to consider that may alter our viewpoint of the future and the present. But Richard, the whole idea, oh, gold doesn't really retain its value, or it doesn't go up, does it go down? What's the deal? You've been dealing with this for so many years.
Well, there's a couple things. Even at its low point back in 1999, 2000, 2001, where it was in the low, in about 255 to 268.
Federal Reserve notes per ounce.
Yeah. It took 268 single dollar bills, Federal Reserve notes, or ferns, as some people call them. It took 268 of them when I started buying to buy an ounce of gold. Now, even at that level, since the gold coin started at $20, it had gone up almost 13 and a half times its original stated value. So you could argue from the minute we took gold off the market as our coinage, it never... it would always became worth more than paper.
Right.
I mean, Roosevelt raised the value to $35 as soon as it came off. But from that point forward, you were never buying it at $35. And so even at its low point, in a 255 level or higher, you were still paying considerably more than when they took it off the market back in the 30s.
Decoupled it, basically.
Right. So, and now we're sitting at 16 and a half, roughly. And... And so it's gone up considerably more since then. So this argument that gold doesn't hold its value, well, it does. At any given time, something will be higher or lower, but it takes a lot of paper to equal the ounce of gold. And yet the ounce of gold hasn't changed its shape or size, rather. It weighs the same, whether it was worth $255 or $1,900 as it once was recently. It still has the same weight. It's still
wouldn't
1 ounce.
It's a silly question, but wouldn't it be a more honest system to say it's not a dollar value, but it's an ounce value? I mean, if you put a price on something, you can get this for how many ounces of silver? You can get this for how many ounces
of gold? Yeah, that would be the right way to do it.
Instead of saying the artificial creation of the dollar, whatever, a custom, and then people were duped because they don't know what money even is, historically or otherwise.
Well, the dollar was a unit of gold.
Yeah.
And if you look at it realistically, gold and silver always had a tight ratio, but when they took silver out of our economy as far as coinage, then it got decoupled from that 12-to-1 ratio or 15-to-1 ratio
to gold.
So yeah. Now it's a bigger spread, and it'll never go to 12-to-1. For all those people who think it's going to, it's just not going to happen because we don't use it in currency, so most people don't have it in the same way. So that, again, another fear thing. Gold and silver going way higher from here. But this sense that because something is true, that everything else I predict is
right.
True,
yeah.
Which goes to Liam's point, which I know he wants to expound on, mm-hmm. is this falsehood that the world's coming to an end because Alex Jones says it, or others like him, and they figure if they yell it loud enough, and there is a semblance of truth, there's FEMA camps, therefore, it's the argument of milk. Milk has calcium, your bones have calcium, drink milk and your bones will grow. That's a falsehood. And we're not going to explain why right now, other than say that the magnesium-calcium ratio is wrong and osteoblasts are dependent on magnesium. But it's not logical. It just seems logical. So Alex Jones or others like him will say, well, there's FEMA camps and there's people. Therefore, FEMA camps are made for people. Therefore, all the people are going in. It's irrational, not to mention, why would any government put the burden of their resources in putting people in camps when they're already in their home? It's a lot easier. What's the net gain? There isn't. The only reason you would want to do something like that is if you wanted to control the population and kill the population.
Right. That's
easier to bomb the population.
Yeah, to me, that's a scarier thing. And we're doing that around the world with war-making machinery.
Well, I'm thinking,
and drones.
I'm thinking about the old Soviet Union. You know, they built a Gulag archipelago for the people who were strongly politically dissident, but the majority of the people lived in communist blockhouses. They lived in their apartments and homes, and they got their loaf of bread and their cup of salt per whatever, and their allowance.
It doesn't sound really thrilling to live under.
It's not. I mean, it's not. And they formed their social networks in person, and they went underground and talked about things that they wanted to, and they saw some movies, and they laughed at the censorship, or they cried at it, and life went on. But it wasn't in the government's interest to kill everybody. They did kill a lot of people. That said, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's another aspect of the reality of the conspiracy that we don't want to overlook. I mean, we're not dismissing all of these things out of hand. In fact, we're acknowledging their reality. I guess we're talking about, you know, an end game, the realities of that, the playing itself out. Why? What would motivate? What would not? And, at this point, to your point, you know, it makes no sense. You wipe everybody out, the elites lose, too.
Yeah, it's like, I guess like that stupid movie. Oh boy, write your letters to me. That stupid movie, the Lord of the Rings thing. You know the
Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah. We're a bunch of boyfriends going on a hike, right? And they eventually find the scary thing in the sky. The hairy one and the one. Anyway,
the hairy one.
Yeah, the one with the good looking one, the Vigo one. Anyway, all the boyfriends go and they go on a hike and they find.
Were this like 12 guys?
12 angry guys, mm-hmm. And they go on a hike and they eventually get somewhere and the skinny one is coveting the ring. I don't understand that story very well because, forgive me, and I know you can write your letters to me, the evil thing makes all of these orcs and monsters, they don't apparently have to eat, which isn't very realistic. They don't have to go to the bathroom, this isn't very realistic, and they don't have to live anywhere, which isn't very realistic. So he builds this giant enemy army, and then you have to say, for what purpose? If evil wants to win, it doesn't want to win to destroy good. It wants to suck the life out of it slowly and keep itself alive.
It's like a parasite.
It's a parasite happy. So I never bought the Sauron argument. It's like that, it's like the thing in The Matrix where the robots take over, but for some reason they keep the most annoying, difficult to keep alive species alive to create a little bit of body heat to keep what? No, you got nuclear waste all around. They wouldn't have kept the human alive. A lot of science fiction premises are really garbage, but we apply them very liberally to our lives. Don't forget that they need us as cannon fodder, as workers in the field, as innovators making products which distract us. They need the Steve Jobs to lead the minions to the next iPod app. And they need farmers. Believe it or not, they actually need farmers to grow their genetically modified crap. So we have real fights, and then we have the science fiction fight. And I'm not, I don't put down the Alex Jones, because he says a lot of stuff that's true.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
a lot.
Not to diss Alex at all.
But don't you think
and
that
I
we're
like
so
it.
Worried? But don't
and
you
have me on your show.
Yeah.
Yes.
But don't you think we're so worried about things that are less plausible
yes.
than the things that we should be worried about, like heart attack and cancer and Alzheimer's because of the drugs that we take and so on and so forth. And lifestyle things. These are things that we have direct control over. And yet we're worried about getting hit by a bus.
If we're worried about asteroids from space. I'm so tired of asteroid movies. You know, we don't understand space.
I prefer meteors.
It's electrical. If something is going to impact the Earth, it's not going to impact. It's going to be discharged electrically. There's going to be massive destruction. There's nothing anybody can do about it. You can't blow it up in space, and we won't be able to land a thing on it. And Ben Affleck's not going to save the day while Bruce Willis right. goes in the hole. It's right. not going to happen. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. When it's your time, when it's my time, when it's our time, we'll be released from this world. We'll be back in the flow of the
but
universe.
But you're not also telling people, take the Soma that the government's...
No.
You know,
what about masking tape? Will that help?
Masking tape helps. You can use it to bind if you need to pass for one thing or another. But the thing that we need to do, I think, is worry about the food, and this is my old macrobiotic training. If you don't build good blood, you don't have good, clear thinking. If your liver is polluted, you don't know where you are. If your compass is screwed up because you're putting food in the microwave and then putting it into you, you're not going to know where you're headed. The most important thing, forgive me for all of the political people worrying about whether abortion is legal or whether the guy likes black people or doesn't, I don't care, because unless food is clean and safe, we're not even going to be healthy enough to be alive. We're going to be a cancer-ridden, debilitated species, slaves to our diets and to that complex. Thank you.
Well, actually, that's the truth, and I don't care was center field and who's on first.
And I don't know. And this is
third base.
Yes, thank you. This is where we
I don't care.
We end up, and if you are still listening, you're amazing, and I appreciate you. And
no, they love it.
They're not amazing. You know what?
Right.
They understand that this is one of the few places where they get the truth mangled as it is.
Unvarnished, right?
Yeah, it's unvarnished, but it's mangled.
It's fuzzy. It's varnished.
It meanders on...
In this case, it's furry.
It's a fuzzy.
It's furry.
It's not that furry.
You know, when's the next holiday? Oh, Father's Day, but you don't have children.
Right.
But
you look at your arms. They're hairy.
Yeah, not like yours.
Are you joking?
You got like gorilla putty on
your
arm.
No, I don't. That's clay.
Yeah, but I have it. I don't have it on my chest.
You guys are the first
that.
Ones in the FEMA camp. They go with the hairy ones.
No, I'm not nearly that hairy. No, I don't think you're that hairy.
No.
He I'm hasn't even grown. You haven't even grown a beard yet, right?
No, I got a baby face. I haven't started shaving.
Yeah.
You know, they said at my bar mitzvah that'd be
yours is actually. We're going to get the no, and he's going to get the yes.
Look at that comparison.
I'm way less.
Liam's in the lead.
You're like monkey genes in you or something.
Guys, I sincerely appreciate all that you've done today and all that we've done before
bad.
And all that we've yet to do. We've got a lot of healing to do. And of course,
Helen Keller is probably looking for you right now. Say, I know who this is.
Grab his arm, Braille. It's Liam.
Not that bad.
Either that or a bear.
It's not that bad. No. It's not.
Well, guys, thank
I can
you.
See my skin.
Thank you for bringing the healing to levels that no one else has brought it to ever before and may never do it again. And if you have any complaints, 866-939-BELL.
Oh, no.
Liam.
What about happiness? Why do they have to complain?
They don't. Because
what is that, like Jewish guilt?
Exactly. Exactly. Oi, did you hear what they said today? Oi. I need something. Don't take a medicine. Don't take a drug. Look, freedom.
Think for yourself.
Exactly. This show is all about that. Thinking for yourself and certainly stimulating some major league thoughts for yourself today. We've done that.
Hey.
Can we go to break now?
Sign off already.
Let's do a radio show.
All right. I'm going to be back to wrap up the show. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Links to what? Richard Pearl and your website?
eSimplyNatural.
eSimplyNatural.com. And liamchef.com. I have all those links up at the blog. And, you know, avail yourself of what these
also
guys
also Pearls know. Of Health Radio.
Pearls of Health Radio as well. So thank
I
you
think.
Again. We'll be right back to wrap up the show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Richard Pearl and Liam Sheff. We survived it, and hopefully nobody's too banged up or bruised up from it. Actually, it's quite enlightening and engaging and irreverent. And Don,
it always is.
It always is. In fact, and tomorrow, by the way, looking forward to the Healing Revolution. We've got some homeopathic and energetic healing coming up with Dr. Frank King. And some history lessons, but not boring, not staid. We'll talk Jeffersonian kind of concepts versus Hamilton. How is this relating to today? He's like, what? What's going on? Well, Tom Mullen is back to talk about the fact that, yes, there were libertarians at the time of the founding of America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, believe it or not.
You're kidding.
But of course, Newt Gingrich thinks the
libertarians aren't aliens that just recently came down from a planet from outer space.
Well, Newt Gingrich must think so, because he said there are, along with Rick Santorum, but was it Newt that said that the founding fathers were against marijuana? Excuse me, did they not use hemp to write the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution? There were no federal drug laws. Anyway, that reminds me of that story we were just talking about briefly. What was that thing, the marijuana story? They said smoking it doesn't harm lung function? What is that?
Well, and there's it's been creating quite a buzz around the internet and on talk radio where they did this study. And the headline is very deceiving because it says marijuana doesn't appear to harm lung function.
Mm.
Well, come on. I mean, anybody – it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that smoking marijuana is not going to hurt your lungs. Smoking anything is going to hurt your lungs.
Exactly.
And the part that they leave out in this here, in this, because, you know, look, a lot of people just read headlines, right?
Yep.
They're skimming through and they say, oh, look, marijuana doesn't hurt your lungs. See, look, marijuana is good for you. No, marijuana is not really good for you. But in the study, it says that smoking a joint once a week apparently doesn't harm the lungs.
Once a week?
Well, I'm reading
you get
this,
more pollution in Los Angeles from breathing the air.
I'm not a marijuana smoker. Though there was a time when I was. I'll blow it.
Now you can't run for office. Wait a second. We had Bush, Obama, Clinton. They're all admitted marijuana smokers. So
yeah, except they tried to run from it. But here's the thing: I have never known anybody that smokes one joint a week. That's like saying eating one Lay's potato chip a week or one M&M a week. You know,
yes, who stops at one? Is that your
point?
People
who smoke marijuana do not smoke overwhelmingly, I believe on average, do not smoke one joint a week. So, you know, to come out and say that, you know, that reminds me. It reminds me of kind of the scam when you look at a food product in a store and it shows you the serving size.
Right, right.
And it says, you know, it has only 1 gram of fat. And it's like a, you know, a bag of potato chips, and in there it has 50 servings per bag. Well, you know, come on. No. People are going to eat the entire bag when they sit down.
Oh, my God. Especially when they're having that one joint a week.
Exactly.
But interesting, Don, about this study. Now, I will cross-reference what they cross-reference. They say that it does not do the kind of damage that tobacco does. But they're wrong there, because tobacco that they're referring to is what? Barely tobacco.
Right.
And I think I would agree partly with this study based on if they're growing this stuff organically, and that's all it is, the plant, versus the refinement, the addition of additives, and all these other nasties that are in tobacco smoke. So let's just say if somebody did what's seemingly the impossible, one per week for 7 years or one per day – no, for 7 years, one per day for 7 years or one per week for 20 years – I would say that, yes, your body could tolerate that. I'm not engaging and endorsing. In fact, if somebody uses cannabis medicinally, I would encourage them to make it as a tea or eat it as an herb, as opposed to why heat it up and smoke it into the lungs.
Well, and a lot of people do what's called vaping, in that where
they vaporize it so it's not heated.
Right. Yeah, so you're avoiding a lot of the other things that are in the actual smoke.
Sure. But I think there are a lot of other aspects of this that if you get it through the gastrointestinal tract or the mucosa, just like we do with herbs, it's food. At that point, it becomes food as medicine. And so my perspective on it, again, I've said this on the air, I just can't stomach putting – I can't lung putting heated smoke in my lungs. I never could. I never understood that. But I'm saying now, acknowledging what we know as the plants of creation, including that plant, that there is a medicinal need and a benefit for that, and there's no place in the Constitution to outlaw it. And that was one of the top 10 reasons they were talking about. Mike Adams, progressives, Democrats, leftists, liberals should support Ron Paul, because unlike Obama, who's increased and enhanced the attack against these medicinal marijuana laws in the states, Ron says, hey, get rid of the federal criminalization of this. Let the states handle it as they will, and then you can tend to move where you want to move based on what you think you need. But that's okay. That's freedom. We can't have that, because there were no liberty lovers at the dawning of America. Certainly there are none in the Democratic Party or Republican Party anymore, sans Ron Paul, with exceptions within it. But there's always this disconnect of, oh, yeah, I like freedom in this little area, in that corner or that nook or that cranny. But the rest of the place, no, we can't have liberty. That's too dangerous.
Cherry picking your freedoms, right? Cherry picking which part of the Bill of Rights or which part of the Constitution you support.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it was intended to be.
Exactly. And I think that's the point of this. If people will get upset, and I bet the Health Ranger is going to get a lot of hate email from doing that top 10 reasons why progressives should support.
I think.
And kudos to him, because think about it in terms of the average listener to a health show or a reader of Natural Health, the thought is that's the hippie people, right? But the reality is it's much more diverse and broad. This is the concept of bringing everybody together, that if freedom brings everybody together, also health freedom brings everybody together. Because I don't know of the conservative or liberal that says, no, I don't want to be healthy, okay? They may have different views about how to do it, but when it comes right down to it, like what we found over the years of doing this together, Don, We drew an audience that was not from any one area or political spectrum. It was really a broad audience. It is a broad audience. Yet they've sometimes had to come to grips with that, the left-leaning freedom attitude, recognizing that government can't give you freedom. It can only take it away. What we recognize is it's supposed to set the stage to protect that freedom, as opposed to dictating what freedoms you can and cannot have.
Well, and like Ron Paul says, you know, freedom brings people together. You know, they're always talking about, you know, creating coalitions and compromising with, quote, other side. And really, freedom is not a left or a right issue.
Should not be.
Freedom, right. It is. Well, and honestly, Robert, in my opinion, it's not. You're right. It should not be. But in my opinion, if you really get down to what freedom is, what it stands for, what it represents, it's not. It's freedom is not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's American. Mm-hmm. And there is no reason, if somebody's going to be truly honest with themselves and look at what the Constitution is and read it for what it is, you know, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or, you know, Martian, you know, it's the right thing, and everybody can relate to it and agree on it.
Yeah, well, you know, we covered a lot with Liam and Richard of speculating, you know, the power structure, the powers that be, the threats to freedom, the fact that Ron Paul's awareness of him is growing, what he's really saying, and that poses a danger, we admit, to the current power structure. But there's an overwhelming ability through consciousness shift to weaken that power structure, in fact, to remove it, as I've addressed cancer. By stopping the feeding of the cancer, suddenly the cancer has no ability to grow and kill you. That's the same concept. I think the awareness is growing, as I've seen some of these news shows doing these town hall type forums, and I'm seeing evidence that the people are seeing through it. I'm not saying 2012, it's over, it's done, and we're not going to have any more tyranny, but the reality is the same methods that have been used to control us, keep us down, keep us limited, keep us divided, are not working in the same way. And that's the positive message I will leave us with today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you to Richard. Thank you to Liam. And thank you to you for being here. Remember, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 with your questions or comments. Tomorrow, Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution, Tom Mullen, and more. The place where health, freedom, and liberty lives on planet Earth, at least in the media, it's here. And it's because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.